Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PSP Projects Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Dave, Company Secretary, PSP Projects, for the cautionary statements. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. I am pleased to welcome you all to PSP Projects Limited earnings call for analysts and institutional investors to discuss quarter one financial results. Please note a copy of disclosure is available in the investor section of website as well as stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be constructed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to Chairman Sir for opening remarks. Over to you, Sir.
Thank you, Pooja. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management of PSP Projects Limited, I welcome everyone to the earnings conference call to discuss on quarter one FY26 quarter performance. We concluded the board meeting this afternoon and uploaded the necessary collaterals on the stock exchange and the company website. Please note the transcript of the call will also be made available on the portal. During quarter one FY26, the construction industry was suffered by a labor shortage, and PSP Projects were no different. During the quarter, we faced labor shortage in the month of April-May 2025, and during FY26, there was 37% shortfall in labor. Now, the good part at present, we are at a 90% labor shortfall. The minor impact of this and monsoon will come in quarter two FY26 also, but I am confident of the shortfall further reducing starting August 25. During the quarter, the employees' costs spiraled to 6.8%, which is usually in the range of 4%-5%. Because of new order wins from Adani, the company has hired employees at various levels, so the impact can be seen in the higher employee costs. Secondly, majority of the newly awarded projects worth 1,600 crore that started after March 2025, they're all under initial stage of construction, that is foundation stage. During this construction stage, the deployment of labor is always on the higher side, while the labor availability was less during the same period. Hence, we faced a negative impact on our profitability. Another minor impact was on account of monsoon. In Gujarat, the monsoon season comparatively began early this year, hence we saw some impact of the same in the month of June 2025. During this quarter, the company has also had a book additional expense worth 4.5 crore on account of UP projects also. Company has reported an outstanding order book of 6,514 crore as year-on-year growth at 11% as on 30th June 2025. The order inflow reported was 107 crore excluding GST of the current outstanding order book of Adani projects comprising of 27% and balance are non-Adani projects. With regards to order inflow for FY26, we expect new projects to be confirmed and service orders to be received from August 2025 onwards. At present, we are in various stages of discussion and project workings are going on. We expect this to conclude soon. During quarter one FY26, company has successfully completed eight projects: construction of residential project of Aster at Adani Shantigram, precast elements of compound wall and drains to Larsen & Toubro for high speed railway project, Nestlé phase two civil structure works and project Ocean phase two at Sarnath project, precast plant of Deepak Chem Tech Limited, precast plant of Kutch Copper Limited at Mundra, design and construction of school building in Jodhpur, Rajasthan in precast. During the last phone call, I mentioned certain projects which did not take off as per our planning. I would like to share updates on each of those. Fintech building at GIFT City, the client side delays are now over. The shortfall in revenue for the quarter was due probably because of less availability of labor. GBRC has received client's approval and the project work is going on well. Science City, the project work is going on well. In this quarter, we made a decision to move from conventional format to modular format system, that is GEMFORM. Due to this, now work happened in quarter 26 on the project. But eventually, due to this technology change, I am confident to see the closure of this project as per plan. GMC, the problem still persists. Work is on hold due to land acquisition. SMC, there has been considerable delay in the receipt of drawing from the client side, and hence work is the finishing has not been able to start. There are no ongoing delays in land acquisition till today. Regarding the definitive agreement, the Adani Infra Limited acquirer has acquired 44,86,193 equity shares pursuant to the open offer, representing 11.32% of the paid up equity share capital of the company. The settlement of open offer was completed on June 11, 2025, and all subscribing shareholders were duly paid against the shares tendered by them in open offer. Now let me talk about some of the project updates. Like Coca-Cola, I think the project started last August, and presently we are in a good shape and size as the most of the structure part is over. We are currently working now on the finishing part on the general development of the project. Gati Shakti Vidyalaya, yes, we had a last year only we started that project, and during last monsoon we suffered a lot of delay, and some delay today this year also in April, May, but overall the buildings are out of basement and at the level of first and second floor. So probably now the finishing activity in MEP will gear up on Gati Shakti Vidyalaya project at Baroda. Palladium Mall, yes, there was also, this was the same project which we started last year in the season of April, May, and we suffered a lot of delay last monsoon also. And this year also, we suffered a lot, but now all the drawings are in place and most of the activities in the basements are on track now. So project should move on from here on a regular basis without any much failure from August onwards. With this, I conclude my remarks, and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Hetal Patel to take through the financials in detail.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended June 30, 2025 is as below. Quarter 1 FY25 versus Quarter 1 FY25. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at rupees 513 crore versus 612 crore, which has decreased by 16% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 24 crore versus 73 crore, decreased by 67% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 4.77 versus 12%. Net profit for the quarter is minimal, and that is 13 lakhs versus 34 crores, reduced by 100% almost on YoY basis. Decline in revenue from operations is mainly attributable to labor shortage, which has been explained by PSR in his speech. During the quarter under review, company had to incur additional expenses for UP project to the extent of 4.5 crore. And other expenses include ECL provision made to the extent of 8.68 crores, which was 4 crores in Quarter 1 FY25. During Quarter 1 FY26, company has incurred capex of 32 crores. Gross block as on 30th June 25 is 627 crores. And net block is 322 crore. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 30th June 25. Long-term borrowing 44 crores, including short-term maturities of 25 CR. Short-term borrowings is 338 crores, excluding short-term maturities of 25 CR. Net unbilled revenue is at 556 crore. Retention is 137 crore. Mobilization advance is 326 crore. Inventories 344 CR, which comprises of 158 crores of construction material, 161 crore of work in progress, and 25 crores of finished goods. Out of total sanctioned credit facilities of 1,497 crores, company utilized 864 crores, including fund-based utilization of excluding fund-based utilization of 202 crores and 431 CR is available of, for utilization. As on June 30, 25, the company has total fixed deposit of 268 crores, out of which lien-free deposits are 74 crores. FD worth 169 crores are under lien with the bank for credit facilities. And FD worth rupees 25 crores are given as a security deposits to the client. Work on hand as on 30 June 25 is 6,514 CR. Detailed bifurcation is available in the uploaded presentation. That concludes the updates on the financials, and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer section. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, couple of questions. So just first on the guidance front, and then we'll come on the detailed question. So now, in terms of the revenue, EBITDA margin, and order inflow for FY26, what's the revised guidance?
Order inflow?
For FY26, what is the order inflow that we are looking at, revenue and EBITDA margin?
The order inflow as far as company is concerned, we are in the presently in talk with Adani Group for a project worth rupees 8,000 to 9,000 crore series. So that can be a chance that probably that order inflow for this year could be in the range of about. Already, if I say, it will be in the range of 7,500 to 8,000 from the group.
Okay, sir.
Even you guidelines still I doubt, because as we have faced a big problem in the first quarter, and let me see for go through with the second quarter. Last time also I told that we'll give you revenue guidelines after completion of first two quarters, because all these projects which we are going to get from the group company also. They are going to start somewhere in the second quarter or maybe third quarter. So better we give revenue guidelines on the verge of second quarter completion. And EBITDA margins, yes, still we are in the range of the same thing what we have been telling. It will be in the range of 8 to 9%.
Okay. So from the Q2 itself, whatever the challenges are, on the labor shortage and plus extra provision, everything given now, as you are saying, that the labor shortage has reduced. So from Q2 itself, can we start seeing 8-9% kind of a margin, or it would be mostly in the third and fourth quarter we can start seeing? And is there any further provisioning for any of the UP or any other project is still pending?
No, nothing is pending at UP actually, and this time also 5 crore expense which has came because most of the projects are in the place of handover, and since the hospitals are not operative, people are not taking care about the project, department is not looking after the project in a very efficient way, so the cost which we are incurring today is mostly because of the defect being not well maintained by them. So we are not sure, but yes, not more than 5 crore, and it can be within the 5 crore. There can be some cost which can come still in the second quarter. But looking to my first quarter's experience, why this expense came through at UP side, because I was aware that the project has already been handled, why this cost is coming up. But the problem is with the department, since the closure of the project has not happened, they are taking undue advantage of the contractor, and that's how it has happened.
So from the Q2 itself, can we start seeing 8%, 9% kind of EBITDA margin?
Yeah, it should be Q2 or Q3, but probably I would expect also in the Q2 part only.
Okay. And apart from Adani, we are not looking at any other order inflow now. this 7,500 crore debt?
As we said last time also, if there are prestigious projects there we can bid. One of the large projects of Gujarat, which is the Ambaji Corridor development, has came. The tender has been rejected as single tender came up. Now that tender will come in this month only. Probably if we get qualified, we'll be up and bidding for such types of projects. Mostly it will be from Adani that we are in.
Okay. And given that now, so let's say even if whatever the similar run rate we can do 500 or maybe 600 crore in the or maybe a lesser than that in Q2. Second half, how one can look at, because whatever the new orders that we are looking at 7,500 crore, from where, when one can start seeing the execution to coming in? And for next year, let's say if this comes by, let's say December, so next year out of this 7,500 crore, how much one can look at in terms of the revenue for next year?
Yeah. If you consider this as an order inflow of 7,500, probably that will come starting the month of third quarter. I say this, most of the projects are in basement as we are doing most of the projects for real estate. Probably we can expect that revenue to come to an extent in the last quarter only. Our guidance for the project revenue will stabilize in second quarter also. Whatever new orders which are coming in the second quarter will get close in terms of going through with the work at third quarter. Probably basement part can start after in the fourth quarter only.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to understand. Currently we have the existing order book of 6,100 crore and plus what we additionally get 7,500 crore. This would be close to 13,000-14,000 crore and plus whatever we will be doing, let's say maybe 2,500 crore. 11,000-12,000 crore would be there by end of this. Next year, how one can look at, can it easily one can do a 4,000-4,500 crore kind of a revenue? That's the fair way one can look at?
Yeah. 4,500 we can all easily say, because now the order book will be multiple of 2x-3x. We will be easily able to do a revenue of 4,500 crore next year.
In terms of the working capital for doing this, so two aspects. One is the employee cost of whatever we have currently this quarter, 35-odd crore. Additionally, how much more one can look at in terms of absolute level still we need to hire as we are still to get the more orders. That is one. Second, on the working capital front, how much more because of this the working capital can go up or can come down? As a resultant in terms of the debt level, how one can look at the gross debt level?
As far as working capital or debt is concerned, we should be in a better position by end of second quarter and maybe maximum by end of third quarter. Because whatever orders which we are getting from the Adani Group, it is considering 5% to 10%. So first, initially, once you start the project, it is 5% mobilization, and once the mobilization is over, it is further 5%. So even if we are considering 7,500 crore order inflow from the group only, we will be getting minimum 750 crore as an advance. So probably working capital should not be issue. And whatever working capital which we are using today from the banks as fund base can get reduced to a drastic level by end of third quarter.
Okay. Last, just a clarity, sir. Order book project-wise, whatever we've given in the presentation, all the numbers are same as it was in the FY 2025. Is it a printing mistake or nothing, there is no execution in any of the projects?
No, there is no printing mistake. No, cannot be like all the numbers are same. That can be the total value of the project, but remaining work to be executed must have changed.
No, that's the same. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Again, we'll recheck. Someone let us know. Let me recheck.
Okay. No issue, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Well, ma'am mentioned that there is a ECL provision of 8.7 crores and last year also it was 4.5 crores in Q1. Regarding to which project?
See, ECL provision we are doing based on the calculation for the tenure of the receivables, means overdue receivables bracket that we provide on the higher side. So one provision is that, and regarding Pandharpur, we have provided in full now. So out of 8.68, we have provided around 4 CR for Pandharpur project. So as of now, all 17 CR which were receivables from Pandharpur that has been provided for.
So okay, so do we expect some number in Q2 as well on the ECL side, or everything is largely done for the existing book?
Q2 it can be, because see, it's purely based on the formula, ECL formula which we put on the receivable numbers. So that can, there can be some amount of provision in Q2 also, depending on the
receivable.
Yeah, Bhiwandi Pandharpur we have already provided.
And what is the receivable number as of June?
Yeah, it is 525 CR as on 30 June.
Okay, so we have seen a sharp increase in debt as well on a QOQ basis, around 100 crore increase. So this is due to rise in working capital?
You are talking about,
gross debt has increased from 270 crores to 382 crores on a QOQ basis.
So, yeah, that is mainly because of some of the CapEx acquisition. We have already, as I already mentioned, 32 CR of CapEx we have incurred. So some of the CapEx we have to pay 100% advance. So because of that, it has increased. And to some extent, yeah, because of this increase in working capital requirement, we had to borrow that.
Okay. And secondly, we had won a project of Ahmedabad Airport City Side Development of around 600 odd crores in last year in Q4. So I was not able to see the project in the revenue in the order book sheet that we have in the PPT. So have we missed putting it in the PPT, or there is some, or there is some cancellation or change in scope?
Maybe that we will check.
No, no, that is, I think it was, the project is there, but I think they must have missed it. We'll check it.
Okay, okay. So secondly, if we look at the the order book movement over a QOQ basis, there is a difference of some 300 odd crores. So have we cancelled any order in the quarter?
Yeah, to some extent, few projects. One project we have short closed, so still that project is running, but the execution amount has been reduced. That is SRFDCL, and that might have given the effect in the work on end.
Okay. So what is our CAPEX guidance for FY26 and 27?
It will be in the same range of 3 to 4%, or because these all projects from Adani Group is on large scale, can go 0.5% plus or minus. Otherwise, it will be in the same range.
And sir, last you mentioned that there are some delays in payments from SMC. So we have not done any work in Q1. Was it correct?
No. There is nothing like delay in payment and we have not worked. So it is absolutely because payments are coming on time. But the only thing was the labor issue, before which we were not able to execute majorly because in the first part.
What will be a targeted revenue from the SMC project for FY26? And earlier we were targeting to complete the project in FY27. So still we hold that, or it will spill over to 28?
No. It can't go beyond the 27, because it has to be completed, and we are on now track because all the finishing activities are now in the currently started. They just concluded before March, even the before this quarter, and even the facade is also now approved, and the materials have been ordered from our side also. So probably after one and a half or 2 months, during this second quarter end or third quarter start, we'll be in a better position to work on all the activities related to MSB, civil, finish, interior, and facade.
Okay, sir, but as of now, only 30% work is done, right?
Sorry,
44 is the original value and 960 is the outstanding order book.
So you meant to say that the work done value is only 30%.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll call back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Sabo from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. What is the margin that we can expect from the non-Adani, basically the non-Adani order book? And also, like, do we have the same internal hurdle rates for these orders?
So we always give a guideline of 9 to 10% for non-Adani. Previously also last year also we have been giving a guideline of 9 to 10%, and the same thing we'll be expecting from Adani Group. There is nothing like that. There will be less margin from Adani Group and more margin from other projects.
Okay, and like,
Sorry,
what would be the order pipeline in FY27 from the Adani Group? Would it give a rough approximate guidance? Adani order inflow for
FY27? Your voice is cracking.
What would be the Adani order inflow that we could get in FY27? 1 year down the line? Like
I said that it will be between 7,000 to 8,000.
Okay, so FY26 and FY27, that range will be.
I am just saying for FY26 only. This will be the these are the bid pipelines. These are the projects which are in bid, and we are in discussion of these projects presently. So these are the expectation from Adani Group this year only, not next year. Next year still we have to see what the new projects are coming at Tarawi and Mumbai Airport.
Okay, so could you give some approximate guidance that next year, you know, what could be the possible other requests? Would it be in the same range?
This year we can give a guideline on which the projects are under discussion. So for next year, what are the projects which are going to come from their side? Still we have to work on, and probably even if they have that projection of next year, they will be able to give us guideline after 2 quarters.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankita Siddharth Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
What kind of projects are we expecting from Adani Group? Do we have a pipeline of projects identified?
Yeah, I will name you some of the projects which we are into discussion. There is the residential colony at Mundra, which is 1,250 crore, which is from Adani. Another second is a township at Mundra, which is 2,300 crore. Museum at Ahmedabad, which is 100 crore. Temple development, which I said that this is the government tender which we are going to bid, is about 800 crore. That is second, a residential project at Dharavi, which is 830 crore. Infrastructure work, commercial tower at Shantigram, which is 100 crore. Development work at Ahmedabad Airport, which is 610 crore. Residential residence at Shantigram Ahmedabad, which is 550 crore, and hotel at Shantigram, which is 580 crore, and institution building at Shantigram is 750 crore. So these are the projects under discussion with them.
Okay, okay. And we expect to make similar margins that we've highlighted in the guidance on this, and only if they meet this threshold you are going ahead with this. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Got it, sir. This was all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Bala Shrubhimanyam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, I just want to understand about labor shortage. It's been 37% to right now 19% of shortfall. When we can expect complete recovery on that labor shortage side? If you could share a few key reasons, like what are the specific things are there for in labor shortage, whether it is because of salary or lack of facilities, and how we are deal this issue compared to the industry, and without shutting out these labor issues, whatever the numbers we are discussing is not going to come. These are my first question, sir.
See, the facility or the payment or the infrastructure which we are providing for labor is a little bit less to other peer group companies. It is absolutely because of the market of April, May is the season where the people are going for marriages. And it is absolutely, and if you understand this, and there were two Eids, and both the Eids were near by 15 to 20 days in June. So probably that is the only reason where there was a shortfall. Also, we have to understand one more thing. When we are starting any project after March, so that's the period where the people would like to go back for that this reason of marriages and all those things. Otherwise, when we start off the project, they would not like to come start a project which has started in April. If the projects have started in November, December, they can have a continuity and they can maintain a little bit of 50-60% labor for projects which have already been awarded to them and they are working on it. And what the thing which you are talking about, that how we can mitigate, we are absolutely working on high level thinking about technology, how to reduce the, how to simplify the work, how to put in more and more technology in the organization, how to utilize a solid level of shuttering so that we can put less number of labors and do more amount of work. We are also buying some of the technologies from Perry to make table forms. So with in slab also, we are able to make 50 square meters of slab at one go, which can be lifted directly to the upper floor. So we are purely understanding the labor situation is not going to help the organization, and this will continue throughout the year. And day by day, the company's country's economy is going fast. So we are very much serious to work on that part also. At the same time, we are putting unskilled labor to on a little bit of skill. So some of the skills we can train them here also, because unskilled labors are still available from Orissa and West Bengal. So there also we are working to train some of the unskilled people to make them work on skill level work. So company is very much serious to mitigate this requirement of shortfall of labor. But probably the seasonal impact is the only impact which is affecting us. Otherwise, we have initiated so many things which can put our labor requirement to the 30-40% less than what we required in the last few years of our experience.
Okay, sir. So secondly, in the Dharavi projects, around 5,200 interim residency homes for displaced families. I just want to understand, what is the timeline for these projects? When we are, what are the executions, things we are doing? And if you could share what kind of opportunity size in that Dharavi projects itself, what is the saleable or GDP value or, and what are the share we can be able to take it?
See, now Dharavi is a rehabilitation program, and that the houses which are made for at Dharavi project will be given to the habitants which are living in Dharavi. So it is for us, it is purely a contract wherein we have to construct the houses as per the requirement of the group. That is nothing like that what will be the sale price or what the price they are going to take from the people who are going to stay there in the Dharavi. That's not our lookout. Our lookout is to just construct that part. And presently the status of the work is that we are in the process of seed piling to make basements. Otherwise the project will, project is meant for 36 months. So probably maybe in October, November we will be in a better position to answer your question once the basement starts through and the excavation is done.
Sir, this 5,200 displaced home, when we are going to start this project and what is the completion timeline?
That project is already initiated and we are in the process of making sheet piling for labor for basement excavation.
Got it, sir. Got it. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from RBSA Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
Good
sir.
evening, sir. Yeah, my question is particularly with regard to Mumbai project. So what we hear that Adani Realty is getting really aggressive in the Mumbai market. Apart from the Dharavi, they also have Motilal Nagar redevelopment project and the Bandra project. So just wanted to understand that what is the likelihood of us getting the lion's share of these other two redevelopment projects and as well as the city side development in Mumbai?
As far as the group is concerned, now they are the only partner in this company. They are not partnering, they are partnering in ITDC also. ITDC is majorly concerned in the projects which are related to ports and industry. So probably the opportunity will surely come to PSP as far as we are capable of handling so many projects at one go. So it is more about building the project, not getting the product projects, whether we'll be getting that project or not. If we can prove on ground and we are able to handle then most of the projects, we will be given the first priority always.
So it is fair to assume, sir, that we are scaling up our team in Mumbai as well? So just wanted to understand. So in the anticipation of this business,
Yeah, we have already built up a team in Mumbai. I think certain important people are already appointed. We are starting a small new office also in Mumbai to manage the projects directly from that office. So we are trying to mobilize on a stronger way and build up ourselves in terms of management and scalability in Mumbai.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Q Kumar from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
So my question is regarding the CapEx that you mentioned about the 32 crore, where this CapEx is allocated, and I think I missed the unbilled revenue part. Like, what is the unbilled revenue in this quarter?
Yeah, unbilled revenue is 556 crore, and the CapEx is like it's mainly plant and machinery, and that includes formwork for various new sites and cranes for the new sites.
Okay. And my second question is on the precast company. So, in our precast industry, like, what is the utilization for internal purposes and what is the utilization for the external, like we are selling outside? And if you can tell, like, what percentage of precast is used in our project?
It is not absolutely what is the percentage which we are doing for the market and what we are doing for the in-house. It depends on the requirement of the building, and it depends on the requirement of the client. So previously, we were not doing too much on the building side. Last 2 years, if you see, we have already executed most of the projects for infrastructure. That if you have seen bullet train project, we have supplied so many materials to worth of 300-400 crore. And last 1 year, we have made about 12 lakh sq ft of warehousing facilities, which was easily, we were able to execute on a faster scale. And people who are making it for 15 or 20 crore warehouse, they are not able to get a good contractor so that the project can be completed on time. Now onwards, now we are having 3 or 4 projects for group also, which we have initiated right from the foundation. Once the foundations are over, it is on precast. So it will be going on both the direction. If we have majorly, it will be utilized for our in-house. But if there is a large requirement from outside the group also, we'll be supplying some of the materials to outside group also, customers.
Okay, so there is no percentage for the, when, like, captive and the outside project?
No, we can't define that way. It depends. If now, as I said, that previously we were not working too much on building. Now we have started initiated 4 buildings which are about 60-70 meter high. So if we are working on 4 buildings and if we are already engaged within our own work, we may not be able to take outside orders easily. It depends on the production capacity and the requirement at site. So if there is a gap in between to supply some of the materials in 1 month or 2 months, we can take up that order. But probably that won't be an issue now onwards, because now this technology is being accepted easily by the market, and in on high-rise scale, high-rise building also people have accepted. So probably the group, we will be having our own captive consumption in Jaipur.
Okay. And the last question is regarding the capacity we have at the precast. Like, what is the utilization, if you can define that term, and what is the maximum potential of the revenue that we can get if we utilize at peak level?
See, I think at the start of when we started an analysis this precast facility, we were targeting about 400-500 crore to be revenue, which we can generate purely from precast plant, and probably now we have reached to almost 50% or plus. So within this next 1.5 years, we'll be able to make more and more revenue to an extent of 500.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Loradhia from Nirbhay Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I am audible.
Yeah.
Yes. Good evening. I noticed that cost of material consumed as a percentage of total expense increased sharply to 38.51% in quarter one, up from 30.03% in quarter one FY25, which is rise of over 800 basis points year on year basis. So could you please help us understand the key reason behind this spike? What is driven rise by raw material prices or change in project mix or anything else?
See, if you see in the construction industry, we are doing civil, LMP and interior fit-outs. Depending on the project situation, material components little bit change. If you consider MEP, there the material component will be about 80-90% and labor component will be 10%. And if you see the major civil part, when we are into core and shell, it will be 45-50. And if we are in the finishing stage, it will be 70-30. So since we are in doing all such types of projects or composition, some of the projects are purely core and shell, some of the projects are core and shell with finishing, and some of the projects we are doing as trunky, core and shell, finishing and MLP. So this component cannot be 100% compared directly with the revenue. Because in that particular quarter, what activities were going majorly, that is to be understood.
Okay. Or I want to check if company is currently bidding for or involved in any capacity in the Dharavi redevelopment project, either independently or through out any joint venture or anything.
We are quoting it directly, and we are in discussion with the group because it's a group company's project. Dharavi is a group company's project, so we are discussing directly with them. There is nothing like we are bidding in the with JV with someone else.
Okay. So if we have 100% or something like 10% or
what 100% and what 10%?
Hello.
As there is no response from the participant, we'll move to the next. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Orient Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. So out of both 6,150 crore order book, how much is fixed price and how much is from variable priced contract? And upcoming 7,500 crore kind of inflows also, whether we can expect more fixed price contracts or variable price contracts?
See, as far as the group is concerned, almost all the projects are not fixed price. It is an open price where the cement and steel is with base rate, and any difference in the major material, they will be paying us. So it's mostly an item rate contract which will be continuing with so many basic rates. And at the same time, we are in at the stage of each and every activity, there is a pure return system, and the discussion of the rates is done purely based on the type of work which is to be executed. So I think as far as new projects are concerned, there won't be any fixed price contract. And in present, I can't exactly answer you how much percentage is fixed price and how much is item rate contract. We'll share you the percentage out of the 600 crore, how much is fixed price and how much is item rate. I don't know the exact percentage.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for the day, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all of you, all of, for joining us on this earnings conference call today. Thank you for your support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relationship advisor, EY, and they will be connected with you offline. Thanks all again, and good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PSV Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.